Hi, it's Hannah Berner.
And Des Bishop.
Thanks for calling the Berner phone.
If you leave a message after the tone,
we may have to make it into a podcast.
Hello, Berner phoners.
Yeah.
My little dialers.
Can I say straight up that I don't think I'm going to be as sharp as normal on this podcast today?
So Des got ACL surgery 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm 2 days after surgery, and you know, it was way more painful than I expected. So I tried not to take any Tramadol this morning, but I eventually had to. The pain, it's brutal. So anyway, I'm not looking for sympathy, but the Tramadols are pretty heavy. So I find myself spacing out sometimes.
So we're going to get a really gentle, relaxed Des this episode. He's going to sound very spiritual, like a guru who is a little bit old and forgetting all of his life lessons.
Yeah. Anyway, needless to say, I'm here. And can I just say thanks to all the people that reached out about ACL surgery. What I didn't realize is that half the world has had an ACL reconstruction, because once you're in the ACL world, like, everybody's like, oh yeah, I had that 3 years ago. So thanks to all the advice. The one thing I will say is that because I had this extra procedure, the Letts procedure, if anybody knows, this is way more painful than I was expecting. And I definitely didn't get enough of that advice, that be prepared for how sore it's going to be. But anyway, we're here. We're not going to bore you. Hospitals come up in our scam episode. So do you want to introduce the topic?
Yes, we were talking about scams. It was going around a little on like TikTok. People were talking about like what scams that are normalized. We mentioned it on Giggly Squad. And I was like, I want to see what the little dialers have to say about scams, because I'm obsessed with scams. I mean, I love like multi-level marketing stuff, pyramid schemes.
As a topic, you mean, though? As a topic, not as a, just you were speaking so positively about multi-level marketing scams.
No, as in, if I see a documentary about it, I'm like, I'm watching this shit, because I just think it's like the people who have the balls to try to scam. Yeah, it's just fascinating.
But I think what the topic was meant to be was kind of like things that are accepted as normal that in reality are scams.
Yes.
We got some anger coming through. So some of these things are kind of just straight up scams, but I think scams that need to, like, why are we not talking about this?
I do think that I could get scammed pretty easily, because I don't understand like the rules of stuff. And if someone's like, oh, this is what you have to do to do this, this is just what the government says, I'll be like, okay, because everything seems so random anyway.
By the way, can I just say one thing that has to do with my surgery? There's no paranoia like the paranoia of wondering what the hell you said while you were under anesthesia. Like, one day, I mean, I hope they didn't film me, but I just suddenly realized, oh my God, I could have said anything.
I feel like it's like HIPAA, where they don't tell you what you said, because I've gotten out of appendix surgery and everyone was looking at me very funny. And I was like, I would love to know what I said. It was probably so silly and or like inappropriate. Please tell me. But they wouldn't tell me. They were like, nothing happened.
Did I ever tell you the story about when they shaved my pubes for a testicular cancer surgery?
No.
Okay, so they didn't tell me before. They didn't tell me before that they were going to like shave it for the surgery, right?
Did they give you a full Brazilian?
So this is the thing. When I came to, like, not only did I lose a testicle, but they'd only shaved half. I mean, if you're going to shave my pubes, like, they shaved half. So it was like a practical joke, like a half a mustache.
At least to a landing strip.
So I had do you remember like the rappers back in like the 80s? They had like half their hair would be shaved. I had like a kind of Kwame hairstyle on my pubes. But it's just like, it would definitely be better to have, but I guess back in those days, people still had pubes. So they were like, oh, he probably wants some of his pubes there. So anyway.
Oh, but also I feel like it's weird if they're like, well, we might as well get the butthole too if we're down here.
Yeah, but the thing is that like it's one of those things where you're under, right? So you have no agency. So they were just like, they made an executive decision that I would prefer to remain half pubed.
No, but it's not even what you prefer. I think it's weird if they did more, because then it becomes just like a aesthetic thing of what you want your pubes to look like. They're just trying to do surgery.
Yeah, but I would just assume that like they needed all that hair out of the way. Anyway, just came up. So
did you get any like razor bumps or did they do it well?
Well, I mean, back then my overriding thought was how do women shave their vajayjay, because the grow back period was so uncomfortable. I couldn't stand the itchiness from when it was growing back. I had severe irritation.
The prickles, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
That's why girls are spending so much money on laser and waxing, because the shaving process, especially if, I mean, I could, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Pubes are a scam.
The eradication of body hair is a scam, man. You know, all we need to do is just be comfortable with body hair again, and then we wouldn't have to deal with all this nonsense.
But the thing is, as someone who's very hairy, sometimes I do feel hygienically it's better when I'm hairless. Like after a couple of days, like it can get smelly with the pubes, and like the next thing you have a snack stuck in it.
I'm
like,
Hannah.
What is like growing in my what?
No, that was too much. All right, well this segues right into our first one. Can we just get into it?
Okay.
Okay, just one more submission from me, because I think it's really important that the girlies are aware that the skincare industry, in large part, is a huge scam. I used to use like all the products that were like really nice and supposed to make your skin amazing, because I had really bad skin a few years ago. And I used like every fancy product and like had this whole like million step skincare routine. Okay, one day I woke up and was like, I cannot keep spending this many dollars on skincare. So I went to CVS and I got Cetaphil, however you say it, and CeraVe, and a vitamin C like serum, because vitamin C is actually important for your skin. And that's all I use, and my skin has never been better. So just like, if you're spending hundreds of dollars on skincare, just like maybe try not doing that, because it's a scam. Okay, bye, love you guys.
Okay, shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Shout it from the rooftops.
Until we get a skincare sponsor, shout it from the rooftops here on the podcast.
Because my thing is, if there was a certain skincare that, like, if you put it on your face, like, I don't know, everything's glowing or whatever people are looking for, everyone would use it. And I just think like so much is the branding and like what celebrities behind it. Also, it's a fact that if you use too many products, it's bad for your skin. Like Paige got to this point where she was putting so much shit on her face, her skin like never looked worse.
Yeah, I mean, I've always like I cannot believe how much people buy into the snake oil of the skincare industry. Now, I don't think that all of it is nonsense, but I think I would say, this is just a random number I'm throwing out, but I would say 80% of the promises made by the skincare industry are total bullshit.
Well, because it's all based on fear. I mean, I have some stand-up about it where everyone talks about fine lines and, you know, acne and rose, like redness, like things you, some people will show like before and afters and I'm like, wait, why can't you have like a little bit of color on your skin, like, or like some freckles? Then freckles were out, now people are, freckles are in. Like, it's all trendy and shit. But then also, speaking from a male perspective, we always joke that like girls have an 80 step skincare routine and guys are using a towel they use for their balls on their face and they're glowing.
But the truth is, she's talking about Cetaphil and CeraVe. But like, I asked a makeup artist once when I was doing Dance with the Stars in Ireland, you know, I just put like my Vaseline aloe vera moisturizer that I put on my body, I put that on my face and it seems to work fine. And she said, if you're not having a reaction, if you're not having an allergic reaction, then it's totally fine. So
it's true.
You know, now I'm not saying that some people shouldn't be concerned about having reactions. I'm not telling you what you should put on your face, but all I'm saying is when you're getting into the hundreds of dollar range, you're getting ripped off. You're getting ripped off.
No, 100%. 100%. And then all these like serums. I'm like, is this serum that's $200 versus one that's $20? Like, what is the actual difference of it? And a lot of it is just like, you have to use it consistently.
I'm putting E45 on my face. I've never had a problem. Just, I want to throw that down right now. I'm putting CeraVe on my face. I've never had a problem. You know, I put Eucerin Oatmeal Skin Calming. I put that on my face. I've never had a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you life advice, but what I'm telling you is I've never had a problem.
And I do have to say, I'm a full hypocrite because last night I couldn't sleep. And at 2 a.m., I found myself in a wormhole and I bought an expensive LED light mask for my face.
Oh, my God.
Do you know, like, you're going to walk in and I'm going to have a full mask that's a red LED light.
Like so, you're at a rave in the 90s?
Yes. So shout out to me for falling for it last night because I was like, this will fix all my problems, this LED light. But it's all stems on this fear. And women particularly, like, God forbid you have your face moves when you smile and it's like, God damn it.
Like, honestly, sometimes this might be controversial, but I have had facials and sometimes my skin feels worse after a facial. Like, it's too much.
Your skin can break out after a facial.
Yeah, it's too much.
I've definitely had breakouts after a facial. Too much. Also, they say that, like, acne and can be caused by stress, or like certain things can be caused by stress. And you know what stresses me out? Overpaying for skin products. So they got you in a full circle. That is scam central.
Well, I had real acne and I did Accutane. So, you know.
Yeah, I think it's like you go full Accutane if you need.
Yeah, but real teenage acne. Yeah, for sure. You know, a breakout is no big deal. Real teenage acne, different story. That's genetic.
Yeah, I just accepted before my period, I'm going to have 3 or 4 little bumps by my chin.
One of the great things about getting older, man. Shit, when I get a pimple these days, I'm like, still got it, bro. when I get a zit now, I'm like, oh my God, a pimple. Oh my God, I still get those.
Well, the funny thing about being a man is that you guys could have a beard to cover 3/4 of your face, which like contours it. 1, 2 makes you a beard guy. So it's like you could be ugly, but now you're a beard guy. And 3, you could cover all your pimples with it.
Yeah, it's actually one of the reasons why I don't shave my pubes, because it covers my scar. A little cover up job there. Sorry, are you upset?
I know my mom's listening, but no, I was about to say, I think scars are hot.
Oh, right. Oh, in other words, I have to shave my pubes. It's coded. It's coded, man. So, no. Anything else on the skincare? Anything else on the skincare front? What's your go-to? What's your like go-to moisturizer for your body?
So I don't moisturize my body.
What?
Yeah, because I think that moisturizer, and I don't know if someone submitted this, but I also think chapstick is a scam.
Right.
I think that once you start moisturizing, your body like yearns for it more and it gets drier to want moisturizer. I've never moisturized my body, and after the shower, my skin is never dry, but my face is. So I always moisturize my face after the shower, but I never moisturize my body.
Interesting. I definitely moisturize.
You have to, though, genetically.
Yeah, I have to moisturize my body. But I said, I'm a big fan of Eucerin Oatmeal Calm Skin Lotion. But it turns out that when I got scrotal eczema, that actually that was not good for my scrotal eczema.
Did you just say scrotal eczema on the podcast? Jesus Christ.
So, listen, we're talking about skincare, man. I've got to, you know, this is a safe space.
I do want to say, as someone who's been accused of looking like I have chapped lips because I have very pale, naturally colored lips and whatever. Long story short, I really care about my lips. And I find that like Carmex and just general chapsticks really do have that, like, they hydrate a little and then your lip is like drier and like needs it. So you have this addiction to it, where I'm an Aquaphor like girly.
Right.
Aquaphor all day. Stop with these expensive $50 or $40, $30 lip, you know, things.
And let's just get it on the record. Hannah has great lips. They were so great that before I knew her, when I was just following her on Instagram, I actually thought that you had lip fillers, because they are very good lips. But I would also like to say that you have been cyberbullied about your chapped lips, and that's unacceptable that you've become that aware of your lip chapping. Okay?
Well, I'll post a video and there'll be like 20 comments like about my lips being chapped. And lips being chapped is like basically saying that you have like bad hygiene, or that you're walking around just like with bloody crusty ass lips. And I do think that because my lips are close to my skin tone, people assume that it's like white or something. I honestly never knew. I was never insecure about it until like 2 years ago.
Yeah, you got cyber bullied into your lips.
And I almost got this thing called lip blushing, where you basically get a tattoo on your lips of like color on it. And then I was like, talk about a scam. I'm like, what the fuck was I about to do? Pay like thousands of dollars to get my lips weird, like rosy color.
Amen.
I just think at the end of the day, like, you can fuck up when you do things to your face, and the natural look, you'll never look freaky with it, at least. Like, at least I don't look like a fucking freak.
Exactly. Except just be happy with who you are.
Talk about a scam in the skincare industry is like girls who are 22 getting these like insane facials to improve collagen and like getting Botox. Preventative Botox. But I saw this girl who was 22 and was complaining about this procedure she got on her face that like didn't do anything. And I'm like, you're 22. You don't even pay for health insurance, which we'll get to later. You don't have any stress right now. You don't have fine lines on your face. Chill the fuck out. Enjoy life. Go for a walk.
Yep, that's good.
You don't even get hungover yet.
All right, dude, you got to go to your mom. I can't go. You were going to go to your mom.
Oh, yeah. So my mom cheated and just sent me a voice memo to my phone.
Now we're going to get accused of nepotism on the prompts.
We have a Nepo baby on the line. Wait, should I start calling my mom a Nepo mom?
Yeah, get your Nepo mom's message here.
Okay, let's see what she has to say.
Hi, Hannah and Tez. I'm pretty cynical about a lot of things, and I think a lot of things are scams, but I often think about the iCloud and how, you know, they automatically debit like $2.99 from like hundreds of millions of people, you know, every month. And for what? Like 8,000 plus photos of mine in a cloud that I never look at. Will I ever look at? Like, where's the off ramp? Like, when I die, like, are you going to get my iCloud of pictures? Like, what's the ultimate goal here? But we pay it like, you know, like, oh, we have to have everything backed up, God forbid. And I'm just thinking, you know, maybe we just don't need all those photos, and maybe we should bring back photo albums. I don't know. Miss you guys. Bye.
I mean, it's a great scam, because, you know, what happened, I had a weird situation where for some reason Google Photos took over my iPhone for a while. And then I kept coming up saying, your photo storage is full. Mm. And then I didn't understand what was going on. So then I realized, oh, Google Photos is taking over. So I deleted all of those, thinking that I still had them on my iPhone. And those photos are gone, including from our wedding. Did you know that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But
no.
So that's like, that's the problem with the cloud, is like sometimes you just like suddenly like, I didn't even know that I subscribed to Google Photos. I didn't even know this was going on. Anyway,
yeah.
I never got those photos back though, but there is sort of, you end up making a lot of decisions that you don't realize you're making, and suddenly it's like, oh, I didn't even realize I was paying for this much storage.
No, you're so right. I got an iCloud, I guess when I still had my, or an Apple ID when I still was in college, so I had my college email address. So then fast forward, I started having to like, do stuff with Apple, and they were like, send us your email. And my email was my Wisconsin email that had been deactivated. So I couldn't get into my Apple ID. So I was just in this like weird limbo where I couldn't get access to anything. I had to eventually go to the Apple store. It was like a whole fucking ordeal, which, you know, that gave me like a huge panic attack because I hate that kind of admin. Also, we were part of that time where we were like transitioning into a cloud. No one knows what the cloud is.
Yes.
But it's true. When they have these things that everyone pays $2, you're like, I don't care. And they're making so much money from it.
I have two Apple IDs.
Oh, Jesus.
And they will not, you can't merge them. Talking about a scam.
Merge them.
Talking about a scam.
Wow, you're paying $4 a month.
Well, no, I'm paying a lot more than that because I needed to buy extra storage. So
yes.
I'm definitely paying more than $2 a month because I have a lot of stuff in the cloud.
I do have a sadness of like growing up, you know, when you'd look at old albums that like your grandma would make and you'd like just sit around and look through those albums. Nowadays, it's like not the same going through your phone. And yeah, you could use Shutterfly and print it off. But like, again, a lot of extra steps. But I do miss photo albums.
Pros and cons. There's a lot more photos.
Yes. There's oh my God. So much photos. So much video.
I have like 20 photos from my entire adolescence. Like
I know. But because video was so sparse, it's almost like cuter that they're like, this is the one video we have from you when you were three. And it's like a 6 second blurry video. And you're like, that's amazing. Where if I look at a video now that I took from like 5 years ago, I'm like, that was stupid.
Yeah. I have, I drank a lot from the age of 12 to 19. And there is one photo in existence of me holding a beer. One photo. I have one photo, and it was my entire personality for those years, 12 to 19.
Well, or maybe you were being savvy and you were like, yo, no one get me with the beer in my hand, okay?
No, there was no savviness. President just one day. Nobody was taking photos. It's crazy. it's horrible to think. But anyway, the amount of just like, actually, you know what is a scam? And there's obviously companies that have been created, I think including somebody that works with us, that have been created mm-hmm. to stop subscriptions that just keep going. But they subscriptions,
rocket money
subscriptions, should absolutely, it should be a legal obligation that they, if you do not respond to a message, they will cancel your subscription, because there is a serious amount of money that's being taken from people that are not paying attention to their subscriptions.
No, I don't trust any of these subscription places, especially ones like, I get it if you're paying for like a makeup box or something every month that you get reminded like, okay, I'm getting it. But there's these things like I just bought it. I bought an app last month about learning about history. I forgot I downloaded it. That's probably like, that was a decent amount of money. I just bought a stretching app last night. That was a decent amount of money. I'm not going to even remember that I have those on my phone. But in my head at the time, I'm like, this is going to change my life. But you forget you have it because there's no reminder. And then there's places like that have these like VIP, like if you pay monthly when you go shopping, you get a percentage off. So yeah, Rocket Money is really good. Yes. Where it sees all your subscriptions. So everyone do that. Shout out Rocket Money.
By the way,
I have a code.
another old school scam that's been around for a long time. Gyms make it very hard to cancel your membership. Very easy to join.
Oh my God.
Babe, did I ever tell you a story about my Irish gym membership?
Yeah.
I tried to cancel a few times, never happened. And then I just forgot. And I didn't go for so long. And then one day I actually was back in Ireland. I wanted to go. And I said, listen, I have a membership, but like, I haven't used it in a long time. Gave her my name. She was like, is that you? I had brown fucking hair. I had brown hair in the photo.
And if you're someone who doesn't like making phone calls, like there's things where they're like, oh, to cancel this.
Yes.
You have to call. And it's like, so that should be illegal. You should be able to cancel anything from just clicking a button. Why do I have to call someone who's going to annoy the fuck out of me and try to upsell me? And next thing you know, I've lost more money when I was trying to cancel. But yeah, the cloud, it's funny. I've had multiple times in college, like those early years of the cloud, where my phone would break and I go to get a new phone and I like wouldn't know how to log in, and I'd just be like, fuck it, I don't need those photos. Like, I have so many photos. Yes. That are lost, or now they're on like an old Facebook that I have to log into.
Some old computer that you need like a Raiders of the God. Lost Ark moment to try to open it up.
Yeah, well, back then, like, we didn't have WeTransfer and stuff. So like, if you had big files that just lived on that computer and that's where it stayed.
Yeah, can you imagine how many USB drives are sitting around with like people's stuff?
No, during college, one of my friends who actually now lives in Ireland, she was a golfer. It was her last night. She was graduating and I was younger. So I made this documentary like with a camera where I went around and I was like her last night, and I interviewed people about her and I did music and like us having fun. And it was like a really cool like 5 minute documentary I posted on Facebook. And then like years later, she's like, can you send it to me? And I was like, I don't know where it is or how to get it.
It's gone forever.
And it's just like gone forever.
All right, let's get into some more. We're indulging hard on each of these topics. Let's go a little lighthearted, which I think your original idea was that this was going to be a little more lighthearted than we're getting into. Hold on.
Hi, Anna and Des. Love you both. I've been a fan of Des Bishop since he did his TV show in Ireland in like 2008. And it blew my mind when I realized he was married to our Lord and Savior, Hannah Burner. Anyway, what I think is a scam is, why is iced coffee the same price or more expensive than normal coffee when like they have to do less work? They don't even have to heat up the milk and the ice is just like there and they put the iced coffee in. But why is it the same price or more expensive?
So there was a lot of iced coffee stuff.
So fucking true.
Iced coffee is generally more expensive than regular coffee.
Shout out to the Irish. I just announced another date at Vicker Street in Dublin. I'm so excited. I love how they say M instead of
All right.
M. This is so fucking true. I am also of the opinion that like the amount of ice is so unnecessary. Yes. Like you don't need the whole, like the amount, I mean, they do that with alcohol, with drinks where you have to be like, can I just have like a little bit of ice? Because you're basically paying for like
water,
three sips.
Yes.
Literally water and three sips of alcohol. And oh my God, that is such a scam at the bars. The fact that bars aren't like, I guess there's no way to regulate it, but how some bars, I remember in college, we'd be like, oh, they have like strong drinks here and they have really light drinks here. Cause like, that's just how they would pour. Anyway. Yeah, the coffee thing is wild because it's like, it is less work. She's completely right. And less coffee.
Less coffee. You're throwing it on top of ice. I do want to point out that cold brew is different for the coffee connoisseur. So cold brew, you are actually getting a higher concentration of caffeine.
Or nitro.
Nitro even better. But the reality is that some places love throwing so much ice in there that you're hardly getting any coffee. So, you know, really a life hack is to say less ice. Then you'll end up with more product. But there's no like regulation of that. So that's just one of these things that we have to just accept in this life.
It's interesting how ice comes in all shapes and forms. Like sometimes they have bigger ice. Sometimes they have the like crushed ice. Yeah. I wonder what is better, what works best, and what would give us the most bang for our buck. And the reason this coffee thing is important is because this is a daily thing that people buy that fucking adds up. That shit adds up.
Yeah. I,
especially New York City, next thing you know, you add oat milk and it's $9. I already mentioned ZocDoc on this episode, but I love ZocDoc so much because when something happens and I need a doctor, I want to know what insurance they take, what they specialize in, where they're located, if people like them, what the reviews are. ZocDoc is my favorite because it's a free app and website where you search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I do not have to call a doctor's office, and that is the real win for me here. There are so many different doctors you need, especially now that I'm in my 30s. Who knows what kind of random pain I'm getting? And I find verified high-quality doctors at ZocDoc because I don't know how anyone else finds doctors, to be honest. You don't have to awkwardly wait on hold with a receptionist. You don't have to go and then find out they don't take your insurance. It's all digital. It all gets confirmed. The typical wait time to see a doctor based on ZocDoc is between 24 to 72 hours. So if you need like a prescription refilled, it's all really convenient, really quick, really easy. They have all their availability on ZocDoc. I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. I use it and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/burner and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/burner, BERNER. ZocDoc.com/burner. When I'm talking about scams, I think of a lot of really cheap sweaters that I'll buy online because they look cute and then they feel horrible and then you put them in the wash once and they suck. And that's why I love Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, which I love because I find that they're not itchy and they're so comfortable, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with factories. They cut out the middleman and pass the savings to us, which we love. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices with premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Dez recently ordered the Quince trench coat, and I think I have to buy one now for me because I'm obsessed with trench coats right now. Also, I got my mom one of the sweaters, and she's obsessed with it. They're so comfortable, they're so high quality, and they don't break the bank. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/burn for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/burn, BERN, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/burn.
All right, let's get into something serious here, okay? I'm gonna do two here. This is two in a row, okay? Very quick.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Okay.
Hi, Hannah. Hi, Des. Sorry, I'm outside having a smoke. And I'm going to bitch about health insurance. Health insurance feels like a total scam because you have to pay a monthly premium and you have to cover your deductible on top of your premium. And then once you meet your deductible and your out-of-pocket maximum, which could be anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 for a family of four, your insurance may or may not cover everything at 100% at that point. So it just feels like total bullshit. So yeah, we've contemplated doing insurance or not and just setting up like a savings account essentially for health stuff. But yeah, health insurance is a scam.
All right, this one might be a little too soon for Des, but hospitals are absolute scams. I had to go to the hospital a couple of years ago because I was basically bleeding out because I cut my toe trying to give myself a pedicure. Doesn't matter. I ended up paying $2,000 for essentially a Band-Aid and a tetanus shot, and I had insurance. I mean, hospitals are absolute scams, and I'll avoid them at all costs. I'll die in my house before I go back to hospital. I don't care.
Amen. I'm literally having this conversation with you in Ireland right now because of the scam that is American health insurance. I know it's well covered, but it needs to be repeated.
But I remember I first went to the hospital about something when I was young, and they just kept asking me, like, do you want this scan? Do you want that scan? Do you want this check? And I was just like, yeah, I'm at the hospital. Like, do what you need to do. I didn't realize it was like me getting a pedicure and her asking me if I wanted, like, they were just upselling
me. You were racking up the bill.
I was racking up the bill and I had no fucking clue because I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know what I need and what I don't need when I'm in, especially when you're in pain and they're asking you what you want. I remember when I first turned 26 and had to get my own health insurance and they just start throwing words like deductible around. And I was like, I've never heard that word before and I don't know what it means. Like, this is what I wish they would.
Copay.
Yeah. I don't know what it all means. And then the fact that they don't always cover dental or like other stuff, I'm like, then what is health? Then it's not health insurance. It's just very specific.
It's just
sometimes doctor insurance.
Just like every now and then you'll get lucky that they cover it insurance. You know, it's such a scam. I mean, I'm going to say it out loud. I pay $720 a month, crappy Obamacare for like essentially just like a just in case, you know, something horrible goes wrong.
I think I do too or more.
But yet I'm in Ireland because I knew that it would just be so much easier. And it's not that I wouldn't been able to have this surgery on my insurance. I'm not 100% throwing my insurance under the bus. But what I definitely knew was that I would have limited options and I would definitely have had to fight every step of the way. I don't understand how in America they've created a health insurance system where even if you are eventually going to get covered, they make you fight because they basically want you to not use it. They've created a business where it's like, we'll do everything in our power to not have these people use this product that they're paying for. It's crazy.
Yeah, I also didn't realize that you have to do so much work on your end to like make the health insurance work. Like, I didn't realize that you have to like file claims. Like, I didn't do a lot of that stuff. I was just like, I gave them my health insurance card. I thought it was like Apple Pay.
Yes.
And like figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it happened to you. So we're going to go two quick examples, right? I know this isn't super funny and it's supposed to be a comedy pod, but two simple examples. You had appendix surgery. And actually at the time, I didn't understand the American health insurance as well as I do now. So you got a bill for that from that hospital and you actually just paid it because you thought, oh, I guess my insurance didn't cover it. But as it turned out, they tried to avoid billing your insurance, went to you hoping that you would just pay it, which you did. And you didn't have to pay that because it was an emergency procedure.
Fully a fucking scam.
Yeah, right? So then how I learned about that was I thought I was having a heart attack. It turned out I just needed to fart. And I called an ambulance for myself at the golf club. I ended up at a hospital in Riverhead, Long Island, right? Went in, emergency though, heart attack, that's an emergency. It's covered even though the hospital's out of network, right? So then I start getting all these fucking bills, right? I call my insurance company and they say, oh, they haven't billed us, even though I'd given my insurance number to the hospital. I called the hospital. They were like, oh, we didn't have your insurance number. I said, well, I gave it. In fact, you had somebody come in and I filled out all those forms. So then they're like, oh, we'll bill your insurance company. So then they do actually bill the insurance company. Turns out the insurance does cover most of it. I pay my copay. I think that's the end of it. I keep getting a fucking bill from the hospital and I'm like ignoring it because I fucking paid it. Eventually, I call the hospital and they go, oh, no, you paid for this, this, and this. This is the... this was the hospital fee. This was some other fucking fee. So I was like, oh, well, this is my insurance. They're like, oh, you didn't give us your insurance. I said, I fucking did. And I had to do the whole dance again. And this went on for like nine months.
That sounds like it should be illegal. When I got hit by a car back in my day, famously in college, they later on, like a year or two after, were sending bills to my old college address when I had graduated already and I had no fucking clue. So then it like fucked up my credit for a while because I wasn't paying these like small hospital bills that kept randomly be sending to me. I mean, that's why I also, like, as someone who has lived in so many different places with the internet existing, I'm like, stop mailing my stuff to random addresses and then filing claims that never get to me. Cause then guess where the claim goes to? It's that old apartment. Like, they didn't know my address.
I mean, whatever about getting into the larger scam of the American healthcare industry and how ridiculous it is with the way that they've structured payments and how much everything costs. But just the fact that it's a system that requires you to fight every step of the way to make sure, like, because here's the reality. You paid for that surgery, which you did not need to pay for, and you never once got a letter back saying, actually, as it turns out, you were covered for this. So they will try to, the whole system is based on you accidentally paying. That's insane.
I know.
Because I could have accidentally paid for any one of those things, freaked out because they were sending me bills for like $3,500.
Well, I do think there's a lot of things in the system that they purposely make difficult so that certain people who may not have like the connections or the money or even just the knowledge to be able to do stuff. Like any, like even like applying to colleges, like it's not straightforward, it's not easy. And or voting's not straightforward, it's not easy. And when things should be way more straightforward and easy. I remember when I hurt myself in Canada, I was like, oh, the healthcare is free here. And they're like, yeah, for Canadians, you stupid bitch.
You stupid
and I was
American.
Like, oh shit, you stupid American.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go for one that is very strong in our hearts.
Hi, people. Sorry, this is my second one I'm sending in because there's lots of things in this world that are scams. But what I think personally, and I'm sure a lot of people can agree on, is paying for luggage. How can certain airlines decide, you know, that it's going to be included, like Southwest, or you have to pay a certain luggage fee, like, you know, some are like 80, some are 90, whatever. Or if it goes overweight, you pay even more, okay? Let's talk about how that money is not going to help the plane if it's too heavy, right? Like, makes no sense. But then also, how can you have a carry-on? Maybe it's 80 pounds. Maybe you loaded that baby up. Maybe it's so heavy. But that one's free. But if you have an 80-pound, like, bigger luggage, that one's going to cost you, like, $600. Not literally. But I just don't get how the money helps the plane. Like, what does it do? It should just be included in the fee.
Well, this is very interesting because actually, you know, they were trying to keep the weight down of the plane when they started bringing in these luggage fees. But now everyone just tries to bring their shit on the plane, so, to the point where now they're like, hey, we'll check it in for free because you're, you know, we can't fit all this shit.
I do think with flying, the average person flies maybe like once or twice a year. So like they're just like get kind of like, OK, I'll do whatever. Because when you are flying a lot, you end up getting, you know, like, oh, you're at this status, so we'll give you this stuff for free. But most people will just be like, yeah, fucking charge me, whatever.
A lot of people on the Delta Reddit think that they should start charging for carry-ons because actually carry-ons are like gold dust now. You know, people, you know, because the spots on the plane are so limited that actually it's the carry-on that's become the hotspot.
Well, it is crazy with Delta. You have to get on early to even, because someone could walk on, with two huge carry-ons. Then people are putting like purses up there and you can't put your full luggage. It's a whole thing. And then you feel weird if you take someone's little purse or little backpack out to somewhere else because like you're like touching someone's stuff. But it's mayhem out in these streets.
All right, let's go. Let me see what we got. I got to lighten it up here. Well, actually, this is an admin one.
You're literally a radio DJ. Like, okay, we need a pop song.
This is an admin one that I think is definitely going to matter to you.
Biggest scam of all is running out of a medication. Calling the doctor to get a refill. The doctor says, you need an appointment to see the doctor before we can refill the prescription. You then ask, okay, I'll make that appointment. When's the next availability? It's not for 3 months. Okay, so you can't refill my prescription for 3 months and I'm just going to stop taking this med? That can't be healthy with any possible med. You just stop taking it, cut yourself off. And if you're like me, I always call the doctor to refill my prescriptions with like 3 pills left maximum. So then you're just out of luck. Big scam.
Okay.
This is a big one for you.
This is so big because I'm just talking about birth control first. Like I, first of all, was like, give me birth control. I didn't realize you have to do all these things to get birth control. And then after, like, and obviously you run out and then you're like, I need my birth control like now. And they're like, you have to set up an appointment and all this stuff. Then I was finding out people like, if you find certain problems with yourself, like a lump in your breast or like, yeah, you need certain things, doctors will just be like, yeah, the next available appointment is like 4 months or 3 months. Like that could be life threatening. Yeah, if you're taking pills for your mental health or like ADHD medication or, you know, diabetes medication, they make it so fucking difficult.
I mean, I'm surprised that you don't have a child because of the admin related to renewing your pill. Like, I feel like there's some girlies out there. People who were like, oh, how many kids do you have? It's like 5. It's like, why? It's like, because just the pill was just so much admin.
The pill is so much admin. And I do have some stand-up bits where I'm like, guys, no one's taking the pill every single day consistently and getting their, like, once I told them, I'm like, can I please have 3 packs at a time? Because the like one getting trying to fight for a pack each month was getting very stressful. And they were like, no. I'm like, I'm not fucking overdosing on birth control.
I'm not dealing birth control in like Catholic convents. It's like, psst.
No, literally, they were treating it like fucking oxy. And I was like, this is insane. Also, the fact that they make you have to run hoops to get a pill that, like, I don't even want to take, okay? I don't even want to take it.
Anyway, I knew that one would matter to you because I remember you.
I do, but there are things that you can do. Like, I was doing that one medical where you have to pay a fee for the year, but you can just click refill prescription.
Yes.
But it's funny because, like, they're like, yeah, you have to go to your doctor. And, like, I didn't have, like, a doctor. I would find some dude on ZocDoc. So I'd go in and be like, hey, and he's like, are you still anxious? And I'm like, yes. And he'd be like, okay, and write it. And I'm like, was this necessary?
Yes, exactly. There's so much of it is unnecessary. Let's keep it feminist. Here we go. Keep it feminist.
Hey, Hannah and Dez, love you guys. All right, so what is a scam? What I think is a gigantic scam is women having to pay for any feminine products, like tampons, pads, bras. I didn't choose to be a woman. Like, the boob life chose me, all right? So I find it ridiculous and a total scam that I have to pay, like, upwards of, like, $80 for, like, a nice bra, because you can't cheap out with that. And pads and tampons, too. Like, I can't just walk around all day bleeding. I need to buy that stuff. So, yeah. I think it's a huge scam. Anyway, love you guys. Yeah.
So the tampons and pads, for fucking sure. Like, explain to me how you'll give toilet paper for free, but for like a cotton thing, you have to shove up yourself because you're gushing blood. You have to like pay $1 or whatever in the machine.
Yeah, like actually when you think about it, like there should be like a tampon levy in like all men's salaries. And I'm not saying this is like somebody's trying to be like an ally.
Wait, that's amazing.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, men don't have to deal with fucking periods, but they get all the benefits of like existence from the period. So like the cost of period, it's like, let's face, women have a lot. They have a lot of extra costs. Women do.
Also, do you know how much tampons cost?
You need twice
cost?
As much fucking toilet paper. No, I don't know how much tampons cost.
Yeah, you know, they can be anything from like $12 to $15 for like a good pack of tampons.
Yeah.
And you have to get it monthly. Like that's an expense. And that's the way. And then we have the wage gap. And I think that's great. Except I wouldn't want the men to start having animosity like, oh, I could have gone on vacation, but girls have their fucking periods.
Yeah, the period levy.
I do have to say, I do think bras is interesting because once a bra company was like telling me that if you don't wear bras, there's like a tendon that will break eventually, and then like you can never get your boobs to be perky again. And I was like, I don't think that's true. But they basically, yeah. So I understand, like, there are certain outfits that I like having a bra, but it depends on your boobs, but also it's all socially constructed that your boobs need to be like facing completely upward. Like, I think boobs are sexy just as they are. Sometimes people don't like to show their nipples, which again is a social construct. Like, you've never seen a fucking nipple before, but I'll put a nipple pad on and just go for it. Like, in the summer, I don't want to feel like my boobs are wrapped up in boob jail.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is that men have to wear underwear, but women have to, it's a double, you know?
Yeah. I think depending on your boob size, you don't always have to wear boobs. Like, even these bralettes, like these expensive bralettes. Also, lingerie, that's a fucking scam.
Lingerie's a scam. Hey, let's put something on that's supposed to get me in the mood, and I'm taking it off in 5 fucking seconds. Actually, you know the way you
also,
can rent?
They're so uncomfortable.
You can rent a tuxedo. You can rent a tuxedo for a wedding. Lingerie should just be like rental, because at the end of the day, you're going to wear it for like 5 seconds. It should be a lingerie rental company.
Yeah, I guess it's the whole like, oh, you have your, you know, labia all up in it and it's like up your butthole. But whenever I put on lingerie, I'm just like, oh my God, this is so itchy. Oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. The way people will wear it underneath their outfit all day, absolutely not. Also, it's a little try hard.
Wow. This escalated.
Little pick me.
Wow. This escalated really quick. We definitely won't be getting any Victoria's Secret sponsorship, I can tell you that. We're not going to get any Ann Summers.
I'm more about honey love and comfort.
All right, let's keep it ticking over. Something that Hannah might disagree with.
Hey, Hannah. Hey, Des. I love the podcast. What I think is a scam is hot yoga. I don't know why people think it's good for you. If you were to want to exercise on a really hot day, usually it's all over the news. Like, it's 95 degrees today. Be careful. Stay in air conditioning. Take breaks. They're not like, go outside, run around, get a good sweat in, you know? Then they don't even tell you how hot it's going to be. Like, sometimes it's, you know, a little warm and you're like, okay, this is nice. I went to hot yoga this weekend. They were pumping in humidity. Why would I want it to be humid and hot, you know? So by the end of the class, she wants us to do all these balance postures. I can't balance. My yoga mat is covered in sweat because it's 95 degrees in here. So, yeah, I think it's a scam. Don't fall for it. If people could stop going to hot yoga and places could stop offering it, that'd be great. Thanks.
So she's clearly into hot yoga, but
look, I have to say, this girl is so fucking valid, everything she just said, because clearly she's going like me. But there's a whole documentary about
Bikram,
how like hot yoga started. Bikram. And like, that guy's a huge scammer.
It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. But you know what it is? People just kind of like it.
It's this guy who, came up with the workout and then started selling teachings of it to make a lot of money. And then those teachers become teachers, and it became this whole multi-level marketing scam. And he eventually got in trouble for abuse and stuff.
Yeah.
So Bikram in general is a scam, but then it's gotten so big that they've detached his name from it. So this is how fucked up hot yoga is. When you go, there's no warning signs, and they definitely should be like, you know, in a hot tub, they're like, get out after 10 minutes. They should have that with hot yoga, but they don't. You just walk in and you pray. And then,
oh, let's face it. If you walk out of fucking hot yoga because it's too hot, everyone will be like, what a fucking pussy. Like, you get
no, literally. So you're getting shamed. You're feeling shamed, social anxiety. Yeah. So many times I'm like, if I put my head out of the window right now, the amazing feeling I would have. But so your mat gets very slippery where you can't do the yoga. So you have to buy a towel. They have a special towel that's the size of your mat to put on your mat so you don't slip with the hot air that they're putting on you. And then it's not recommended to do yoga every day because you can't hydrate enough to keep up with that. What I like is I like a little heat because it helps loosen the muscles. Yes. But after that, first 10 minutes, I'm like, let's get the air conditioning on.
It's too much.
Okay?
It's too much.
I get it. If we're working out in altitude, that it's difficult, but it can help you with your cardio. But in terms of the hotness, it's not necessary. I always think I'm going to faint. About 10 minutes before.
There's a lot of scamming. Going on with the hot and the cold. I remember years ago in my early recovery days, when I was in all my spiritual explorations, a bunch of guys got into sweat lodges. Apparently coming from Native American stuff, shamanism stuff, sweat lodges helps you to, and it, the whole thing was stay in, heat the rocks and you'd stay in. And that you supposedly you were you were dealing with stuff, and people would be like, I need to get out. And they'd be like, no. And then these people, one of the contributors to The Secret, one of these fucking charlatan scam artists, was getting all his sweat lodges. And then people fucking died. People literally died. And there's no fucking science behind any of this bullshit.
No. Well, what we're learning about these scams is they're able to happen when people are feeling desperate. For example, you're injured and you have to go to the hospital. For example, you want to lose weight. For example, you have acne and you want to be pretty. So it's that's when they come in.
You're broken. You're lost. You're lonely. Everything about your life is going wrong.
I remember when I felt... No, yeah. But and then they're like, this is your easy fix. There's no easy fix. If there was, everyone would be buying it, which I guess everyone gets tricked into buying things. I remember feeling so scammed. When I was at my darkest point, I think I was 27. I was lost. I was scared. I was rock bottom. I started Googling I got in a dark how to deal with depression, and all these books started to get recommended to me about this book will change your perspective on life. And I bought 7 books, and I didn't have money at the time to buy these books, but I was this is an investment to my mental health. And then I never opened any of the pages of these books because all the books are, really, if reading a book would get you out of a depression, everyone would read that one book. I always say that everything is, people will do so much external searching for stuff when it's all just in you, and it's a conscious decision and work that you have to do that will take time and effort, and it's never a quick fix. And it's always internal. It's in you. You have it.
All right, here we go. Lighten it up.
The self-checkout is the current scam that I'm upset with. I'm so tired of the grocery stores in my area. I live in Texas. I don't know if it's like this everywhere else, but 95% of people in the grocery store are sent to the self-checkout, and they have one regular lane open, and it takes forever. You have to type in all the codes to your own produce. You have to bag all your shit. It's so annoying to me. I'm spending hundreds of dollars at the grocery store to try and be healthy and cook for myself. And the least y'all can do would just scan my groceries for me. You're not doing. So, can we at least get a self-checkout discount? It's so dumb. I'm over it. I'm over it. And it makes me just, not want to be an adult anymore.
It's kind of,
I've never had to put, I've had the you can click bananas, but I've never had to type in the numbers or something.
Yeah, because you don't,
then again, I don't,
we
shop.
Don't shop. you're basically just out, you're ratting yourself
out. I've never bought a vegetable in my life.
honestly,
you want to get out of that? Stop eating vegetables and fruit.
I just like that they want a self-checkout discount, which is, it's kind of a nice idea.
It kind of reminds me of the whole you have to tip regardless if someone's serving you or they just hand it to you the counter.
That's another whole argument.
It's the same
tipping. Now, I guess the stores would probably argue, actually, the self-checkout discount is already factored in because we've lowered our staffing costs and we're passing that savings on to you. I'm sure that's what they would say, but I would challenge that actually is what happened.
I would challenge it because it's just some guy in corporate who's on a vacation right now who made that decision for some breaks. But I also think they also say that there's a tax for factoring in people stealing stuff or like not checking out everything. But it's like, if you're not stealing shit, you're just taking the brunt of all that.
All right, here we go. This is, you're going to love this.
Hi, Hannah and Dez. Love you both. This one is for the girlies, because the thing that I think is a scam are tights and the tight industry in general. First, these tights make you squeeze yourself into them like some sort of sausage. And in the process of doing that, you have to figure out, you know, how to not rip the tights. And you have to wear the tights because you will look like some sort of skank if you don't. But in the process of putting on or wearing the tights throughout the day, you may put a hole or a run in your tights, which will also make you look like a skank. And then you try to buy the tights that don't rip, and they come in the mail ripped. So therefore, you've been left in this skank tights spiral, trying to figure out how on earth you can put on and wear tights without putting rips in them and looking like a skank. So yeah, my biggest scam is the tights industry. Love you both.
Tights gaslight the fuck out of you, because you're basically, when you rip it, you feel like you made a mistake.
Yes.
When really they made it impossible for you to put it on without ripping it.
Amen.
How are you supposed to pull it up without? It's insane.
Like the fact that you say ladder in your tights?
We say just like a rip.
Oh, yeah, because there's a word over here. Ladder.
Or a pull.
Oh, right, yeah. So the fact that there's like its own word for a tight injury to the fabric, it's pretty ridiculous.
And I do have to tell you, there are tights that now are like non-rip tights. Like they're like non-stick pants type stuff. But I've bought them, but I haven't tried it because I've just been like, I don't want to face myself and the possible disappointment of me being the one that's going to rip the non-rip tights. Because it's true, when you put them on and it rips, like, you look like you're some just, like, vagabond.
You.
But also, adding on to that, the nail industry is fucking, it's crazy, because you get your nails done and the second, like, one chips, you look like unprofessional or like you don't have your shit together, and then you have to get all your nails redone. And the fact that girls have to have their nails done, and I know that it's like nice and it's pretty, but like it's so expensive and you have to have, there's an upkeep to it. Like it's so expensive. It's now people are getting designs. It could be $150 to get your nails done every 2 weeks.
And can I just say that women are doing that for women because men don't care. That's one.
You know, I do. I have heard some men who are never the kind of men that I've ever been attracted to, but they'll be like, oh, I like a girl who like puts effort into whatever. But I'm like, as long as you don't have like a burrito coming out from under your nail, like I'm pretty sure it's fine.
Listen, I'm all open to criticisms about the male gaze. I'm not diminishing any of those discussions, but I will say that the nail pressure is not coming from the male gaze. The nail pressure is coming from women enjoying other women's nails.
I do. There was a funny TikTok of a girl being like, how you want your man to respond when you show him your nails. Yeah. And it was the guy being like, oh my God, yes. That's incredible. Because yes. Multiple times I'll be like, babe, do you like this nail color? And you just like blank, like you don't even have an opinion. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like this took me 30 minutes to pick a decision on.
This wasn't for me. All right. This is, I think you're going to be mad at me for picking this, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, so something that I think is a scam is, and I'm gonna get probably shit on for this, but art. And, okay, but I don't mean that in, like, the Mona Lisa. Like, the Mona Lisa is art, obviously, and that's beautiful and amazing, and there's so much talent that went into that. But I'm talking about, like, a large red structure, like, that's like a vase or some shit, and people are like, oh my God, this is like the best modern art I've ever seen. That is literally a pole. That is literally the pole that I would put in my red room. Like, no, like, I don't know, modern art I should specify. But so thank you for listening.
I mean, I think this is valid because I think a lot of art is bullshit, and I think people are afraid to say it.
Well, this is where like there's subjectivity that comes involved. It reminds me of fashion, where like you'll see something that's so ugly, but they'll be like, oh, but it's by this designer and it's $5,000. So it's like people earn the right to be like, it's because it's made by this person, it's expensive. It's like if a famous person signs a dirty sock, they're like, well, this sock is worth this amount because this person did it. I guess that's kind of the, if you're in the art world, what you think.
I know, but like I'm not great at understanding why some art is good and some isn't, so I'm admitting my ignorance here. But I would like to point out that Banksy, who I definitely appreciate because of the nature of their critiquing while mm-hmm. also creating, and a mm-hmm. lot of Banksy's work, including Exit Through the Gift Shop, is basically pointing out how much of it is bullshit. But I think that there's not
well,
enough...
good art, I think, makes you feel something. Sometimes there's a story behind it. Sometimes there's insane technique. I would love to see where they take like literal kids doing art and like people doing, you know, modern art, and have experts see if they can pick what's like actual art.
Well, wasn't there a, wasn't there a story about that? Didn't we talk about that recently?
I did watch a documentary about, there was a guy in China who was just like imitating a lot of really famous art, and it was passing as things. I do think sometimes like a color, if that's why also I think more people should do their own artwork for their house. And like, granted, I do like painting and I like creating, but sometimes it's like, if you're like, oh, it would look so good to have a modern like turquoise color right here. Like, I want to normalize more like painting. I think it's therapeutic, like journaling, and sometimes that could be better. Or just like going on Etsy. I love going on Etsy and finding something that's like affordable that someone made.
But you don't think art is bullshit? I mean, I don't think it's all bullshit, but I'm glad.
I think certain art needs to calm down. And like when it's so modern where it's just like a blue square, you're like, okay.
I know, but somehow you have to buy into that. That's what it, so I thank you for giving us the license to say that some of that stuff is bullshit. All right, let's...
I have time for one more, babe.
Okay, there's so many, but I'm going to have to go with one of your favorite topics.
Okay, so the biggest scam in your 20s and 30s is wedding showers. Showers were invented when people didn't live together before they got married. Now everyone lives together for years before they get engaged. So why am I upgrading all your shit that you already have? It's honestly just rude. And then let me give you a couple $100 towards the party that you threw yourself to. It's just insanity. This needs to end. Showers are a scam. You already have everything you need together. I just can't.
I think we have her for two, but she's got some nice New York energy.
She's great, because I was about to say, in New York City, no one's fucking buying a house together. No one's buying a house that they're starting over from. They've all accumulated tons of forks. And so also, no one needs China. No one's ever needed China. And I don't know when that became a thing back in the day, but I think we need to evolve. I didn't have a shower. I understand if some people have had it because their parents made them, or they're just like another excuse to party. But like, it just seems like so much. It's so much extra. Capitalism wins again.
It is ridiculous. Actually, that'd be a fun episode to talk about all the things that used to be fancy and aren't anymore. Like China, water for crystal. I don't know if it was big for you, but like in the 80s, it was like, it's a Waterford crystal bowl, you know? your mom would have to chime in on this, but there's probably other things that used to be like so fancy that aren't anymore.
Yeah, that no one would care about.
That nobody cares about today, but used to be so essential.
I do have one more note in terms of buying stuff. I think with clothes, we've hit this weird period where clothes are either like so cheap that you're actually wasting money because when you buy it, it like doesn't fit right, or it like just doesn't last after one wash. But then if you buy something that's like, then designer's like insane because you're like, I could get something that looks just like this for $10 and you're charging like $200. So we're missing that kind of like in between quality. Even stuff that has like a good brand name is still kind of shitty when it's like kind of affordable. So I don't know. Clothes is a pain in the ass. Returning clothes, pain in the ass. Look, life is a pain in the ass.
Life is a pain in the ass. Life is a, and trust me, to close, we got numerous messages saying either being born is a scam or life is a scam. In other words, like, why am I stuck having to pay for all this shit? I didn't ask to be here. And we got we got that from a lot of people, not just one. Okay.
So you guys, life is a scam, and once you're self-aware about that, we can take it all less seriously and realize it's all smoke and mirrors. Everyone's scamming each other. Try to be easy on yourself, and
We're gonna play some out. This is gonna be one where we'll play some out.
But this was really good. You guys did great. You guys did great on this one. Happy scamming. thanks for calling in, and we love you guys so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Hannah and Dez. Love you guys. Okay. I don't know if this is like bad to say, but I kind of feel like religion is a scam. Like, what is it ever used for that's good? Like, everything that it represents is supposed to be good, but I've never seen anyone who's like extremely into religion do anything but the opposite, like judge and harass you for existing because it's not in the way that you're supposed to. I don't know. I feel like I got really nervous about the 60 seconds. So I have absolutely said nothing. So, but yeah, hail Satan. I don't know. Okay, bye.
Taxes are a scam, Hannah and Dez, to me, because you make money, you know, you get a salary, and then what you actually get is taxed a bunch. You get less money. And then anytime you want to go buy anything, you are once again paying taxes. When do we get a break? Oh, never. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. The Republican in me is coming out with this. Taxes are a scam. I'm damn sick of it. Just like, I want to be able to make what I make and not have to pay taxes on everything. You know, you pick up something and it's like, oh, it's $5, not that bad. You check out, oh, it's $6 actually. You know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but they know what they're doing because it adds up and it makes a difference, and it's rude.
Hi, Hannah and Dez. Dez, I loved your special, and Hannah, I'm super excited for yours to come out. Super happy for both of you. Love you both. What I think is a scam is sheets. Obviously not the fitted sheet, like you need that one to cover your mattress, but like the one that goes in between like you and the duvet. Like, why? What is that there for? I always just end up like kicking it down and it's just bunched up at the bottom of the bed. That random sheet is like the uninvited third person in a threesome, just like trying to wedge herself in there. But I'm in a committed relationship with my duvet. We are monogamous, and we are not looking for a third.
This is going to be so controversial, so you probably won't play it, but I think therapy is a scam. There are so many people who go in, and they're like, oh, I didn't realize that this from my childhood is affecting me now. I didn't realize this, and I realized this. It's all leading, like, it just snowballs, and I think therapists just try to find something and relate it to a problem that you're having. So I think therapy is a scam, but I know I'm gonna get you for that. You might have to block out my voice, but I love both of you. Bye.
Hi, Hannah and Dez. Love the pod. I think that one of the biggest scams are wedding venues. I'm recently engaged, getting married in 2025, and I obviously knew walking into my initial meeting that we were going to spend a shit ton of money on our place, but literally all you have to do is ask to pay cash. They will give you a really big discount because then you don't have to pay taxes, and highly also recommend having a crazy Italian mother-in-law that will just yell at them and make the man cry. And get you all these free things. Love you guys. Thank you.